breeders out.
And a lot of the Kelsians are just too big and pushed.
Aye. Uh-huh.
They were just over the top.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Just when the cabbage isn't going as well.
Aye.
Similar came.
Aye. Uh-huh.
But Castle Douglas, see, we were getting a good trade for Yule lambs at Castle Douglas.
Men were watching your females, the Yule lambs.
The mule Yule lambs. Well, didn't they call them mules, they called them Trotsky lambs.
Right.
And you can, I mean, there was men come up for around about the Hawes area to see my Yule lambs. They'd heard tell, but they got into talking to Billy Kerr. Sorry, but Billy was buying my tips then. You see, so that helped him. And James Porter for the Riddens, he came up and he bought. He was the first man.
For
the Riddens to buy out of his own area. And he did well with him. He only used him twice, but then he sent him to a neighbour and the neighbour used him. And I sell a wee yinsa twist. You mean Arnold Joplin at Bill and Shield?
Aye.
Well, he, Colton Judson, he bought you in the mine. And he did hellish well.
Aye.
He was selling tip lambs off of it at Hexham. And he doubled at Kelso Tear at Bill and Shield.
Aye. They men would be breeding the kind that the Scotsman would like to.
Exactly.
Especially Riddens, he would say. He's always had to.
Yes, and he'd say James is right looking.
Aye.
But James would be the first, I mean, the only buddy that would sell a tip to James Porter at any time. Kenny's double the midlock and everybody knew.
Aye.
But in the 80s, James got up and he bought. I think I had a funny feeling he was judging that day.
Aye.
And he took a liking to him.
Aye.
And
your livestock, when would he start going to? Have you finished with the Leasters? Is there else you'd like to add that? We can get on. We'll maybe come back to that anyway. But Newgallery Show.
Yeah, Newgallery Show.
When, can you mind when you first went?
The first time I went to Newgallery Show, I wasn't that long left to school, but 15 year old. No, 16 year old maybe. And I fancied showing. I liked stock. And with a good earshot ball, feather bottom, a bag and a calf of Alan Smith with another Tuna Croys. In fact, that he was married to Ian Day Grierson, so I'm talking from Bob McLellan. Dorothy Grierson, but Alan Smith. The same as Tors.
Aye.
But Alan was another Tuna Croys. And Featherhead would count friendly, but he didn't really sell balls. But he said, this hell of a good coup would stand at the top of the boiler, come down and see him. And all good, tremendous coup. Oh, you'll get a ball covered at that. So I got this, it was a bullion, and bring it home in a bag.
And about the car.
As we did.
That's a long gun, aye.
And when he grew up, because it was a big ball, and a 3-year-old ball, I'm going to show this at Newgallery Show. So I had my young brother Ray, you'll know Ken him. And I got him and young James Smith of Bon Hillis. And I got them fixed up with three sticks. A short one cross in an Ayrshire. And I walk at them to the Galway Show.
Just louse?
I know, they helped us.
Oh, they helped us, aye.
We walk at them to the Galway Show.
Did they manage either way? Did you hit a stop?
Quite happy.
Walking on, aye.
Just walking on. I couldn't start at 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Aye.
And the show was in the park then.
I did, just name it.
We're all tied up around the hedge.
The top.
There's nothing but Ayrshires and Galloways.
Aye.
And well, there's maybe the old short onions. And I came home with three first prizes. Ayrshire ball.
And
the three sticks. And those big glasses.
And
again, with Ayrshire balls, there were.
Maybe
six or eight of them, big balls. Which we think it would be pretty dangerous.
Was he quite?
Aye, he was.
Because a lot of them were bad.
Oh, no, he was quite.
Bob Shanklin actually had some wild genes, I can mind them.
I would never wait.
No.
Oh, no, he's a quite Bob.
Aye.
I'd huddled him if he was a car, but he had a static show. And again, he got the bug.
And
then we went to Leicester's after that.
Aye.
We got out of the dairy, well, the coos went away, and But I mean, I won a first prize at the Galway Show with an Ayrshire heifer, an Ayrshire calved heifer, which was good because he was competing again the dairyings for Chrismichael and
Brecht Dairy,
Barn Board and your Black Ayrn and Gernt and
the boys, big herds, aye.
It was quite something.
I bet.
My first prize, here's your
coffee. Of course, you're famed for your listers.
And the listers after that.
And a lot of other prominent men. Your Galway Show would be as good a show as you would find. Listers and
especially listers. If you could win your Galway Show, that's when the sheep were formed, naturally. You can't learn the force.
For
the heel show, you can't have to start with them simmer naturally. There's quite a lot of folk who do their places in one big shows, but they come back and they get beaten in Galway. Various breeds.
It
was something to win the Galway, the Indians. And Clydesdale horses.
Just at New Holland?
A gelding or something, he came. The old fellow quite happy.
He was keen and...
Yes, that was his, again, he was a plowman.
And of course, he was the prominent man in the Leasters in them days that you were beat against.
Well, you were Hillside in Newfield. And Jimmy Cruikshanks and Jock Templeton for Glendrone, he was hitting them quite good. Glendrone, he spent a bit of money. Robin Bell was later. It was a long time before he was
there. And the Scotch Mules, way was the kind of earlier men up this way?
If you got the pen of three, the cup of new me.
No, we did have it, but...
And you'd see I was 15 times.
You were scunnering a lot of folk at that time.
I think it was 15 times.
It was a lot.
And I mean, and the Stewartry, I mean, the first year they had the classes at the Stewartry, I won every ticket. First, second, third, and singles, and first, second, third, and bands of three. Chapman was there. It was an Englishman, Joe Yates of Bagra, judged it. I got the whole. In fact, the first year they had Scotch Mules of Heel, I won the prizes too. It was first, second, and third with the singles, year arms. The first year was Scotch Mules of Highland. First, second, and third with the singles. And then the next year, I won the Listers and the Mules. And the Blackface Yow, we had paid on the same year.
And can you mind what the feather was that first cross show lamb at the Heel and Show?
I can't even. But they were quite often got Black Craig Yow lambs, and quite often you got Black Craig.
Well, they sell Yow lambs at that time?
Yeah, they sell Yow lambs in the 80s. The best year, there's another year following year in one way. And it was got the same tip as the year that James Porter took down. And it was a tip with no much collar at all. But he had a big kind of white sheep, and it was a triplet born just outside that dike there. In America, we're in this big...
Oh, you lambed them outside then?
That was a Blackface Yow. You didn't lamb loose
the... No.
You didn't need. The Blackface Yow won Yow lamb, the mule won Yow lamb with heel. She was a triplet born just over that dike. I come round and I seen this thing. And I smoked in the days. The first thing I did, I got a fog out in her and I smoked in a good old good.
And he just looked at it.
And he just looked at that. And I left it to my brother and fetched him home with me. She was a single in a very short time.
You can't then.
She was special.
She was a special beast.
She was special.
Aye.
And I mean, James Porter, he was saving money to him. And he come to Heal, he says, that's about the best meal you'll have. Oh, the foot is hanging in the kitchen.
Aye.
He says, that's about the best meal you'll have ever seen.
Aye. What was the inn he took, the Scotch Mules used the emblem
for? Well, what's there?
Aye,
okay.
But...
She was
going... Can you mind her?
Oh, aye, you're on. She won the Stewart Show.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't very big, though. Uh-huh. The best bit of boot, they tell him, the best bit of boot is the heed.
Is that right?
She'd a hell of a
boy. She'd have, aye, but aye.
She was a wee bit short legged.
Uh huh. Aye.
And she was born just out of the Silas pit at Law Side.
Aye, right.
And her wee brother, Deep, was schooner.
Oh. Uh
huh. A hell of a milk.
Is that right? Aye.
Late, you
know. Aye.
But that's her. I just come in this morning.
Uh huh. Aye, I haven't got mine yet.
Right.
Aye.
But that is a stomach of pleased. Is that heat?
Aye.
That's
all. That's a right. A right.
That's right. Get a lot of folk. I said, I've bred that lamb.
That's a right heed.
Yes, I've
aye.
Bred that lamb.
Aye.
So how did that come about? It was the year before the Scotch Mule Association.
Uh-huh. You were at the forefront of that,
right? Oh, I was the first.
You were the first yes. chairman?
I was. No, I never was chairman. No, no, no.
No?
Well, I was first in the committee. Robert Curry started it.
Oh, that's right. Aye. Aye, that's right.
He had a friend. Now, taking fun of Bach, I was invited. Wally Sheridan and me and Andy McConaughey were invited down to Greenhead near Brum to form a mule association. So we all hailed for the union night. And the crack went on. Well, the Ross wheel makes it first. And the crack went on about this type and the mule was this and was that. And I said, it's like this. Are you wanting the Scotchman in this? Well, no, really, no.
Aye.
I said, right, thank you very much.
Aye.
And he just held for him.
That was all you needed.
But before that, I'd give him a fiver. So I'll be a founding member.
Or NEMSA.
Or the North England.
Or NEMSA. Right.
NEMSA.
Aye.
I'm a former member.
So they got your money before they kicked you?
They got money before we decided.
Aye.
And so they got it away, and about the following year, Robert Curry, now his son married Matt, a lassie who threw with Bishop Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them on the kind of mind now. So he was in the English mule.
Mm-hmm.
So Robert had an idea who formed this. So he contacted me and Derek Hall and Ian or two me or Crookie and Twinty to see if we would form an association.
Aye.
Well, I says, I don't mind forming an association, but I says, I'm not going to be the leader. He's kind of no public speaker.
Uh-huh.
And, no, no bother about that. But we had meetings in each month, so that where are you? No, you weren't all enough.
No.
They held a meeting in Wallet Smart, so Robert Curry cheered it.
Is that the first
meeting? To see if we would form in it.
Aye. Uh-huh.
So they held a meeting there, right, names for the committee. Well, I was the first in shouting to it.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Billy Martin, Rufus Smith, and shouted me. And we set up. Well, I says, I'll do it. And then we got Andy McConaughey from Wiltshire, and McConaughey, when David Kirkpatrick maybe fed them fresh.
Aye.
Off in different areas.
Aye.
So that's when we formed the
Scotland. That was the start.
So at the first meeting, the meetings were held in the market office at Alnwick, at Muir Glen, the head office.
Aye.
Uh-huh. And so we went out to tuck footies of your lambs so that they could get a head for
them. Aye. For
the motor. So aye. That's so the locker.
That was where she aye.
That's how she got picked.
Aye.
You know, I had a hand feeling, everybody else had a hand.
Aye, and that was the end of our pick.
And that's the end of our pick. So that's how it should come about.
Aye.
And that's how it come about.
And it's just grew for that.
Aye. And that's how it come about. Uh-huh. And I showed her again, she won the Stewart Show.
Uh-huh.
I thought she maybe won the Lion King's tea, but she won the Stewart.
Aye. Uh-huh.
If you that's where the heed.
Aye.
But hell of a place, that heed's still there.
Aye, it's
and
a long...
Right for the first...
A long time. And
the
it's
first meeting.
And it's never been talked about changing either.
No.
It's why would he? It's,
aye.
Uh-huh.
Is that impressive? But that's how it come about.
Aye. Uh-huh.
She was born at the behind the silence bit at Lock
City. Aye, didn't aye. Uh-huh.
That's how she come.
Aye. Of course, it's all went full circle now. Numbers were as high
aye.
In the early 90s.
Well, I mean, I was 13 months ago there. and I covered the catalogues, and it was up, it was 33,000
catalogues. Was that the top?
Yes, I. And I topped it at £70.
Aye.
It was 33,000. That was over the 3Ds.
Aye. And there'd be a time there, I think it was a 20-year period, they'd be losing about, on average, 1,000 lambs a year.
Oh,
there just
aye,
wasn't
aye,
coming
aye,
for
aye,
it, aye, just aye, with aye. The change. And,
yes.
Aye.
And oh, there was a year of lambs that should never be near for.
No, that's
you mean a Grimmett come down,
aye.
650 wee things,
aye.
Trothley, and Money Boy, and
aye, they weren't they weren't breeding.
They weren't they?
No, And what do you see the biggest difference in your Leicesters now? Obviously, there's the crossers and
aye.
That, but
no, but I like the crossers.
You like
oh,
the crossers?
Like the crossers.
Aye.
They're good, big, upstanding sheep.
Aye.
Uh-huh. Good skins.
Aye.
Not a lot of them,
gaily. Aye, because you would just be starting to introduce crossers when you retired.
I was dabbling a wee bit, but I didn't go in too far.
No, you were just...
I was too early.
Aye.
And I was using crossers, but one of the Brunions.
No.
I was using quite a few. Peter Lee and Morley Hill.
Aye.
You can, Peter.
A day.
Yes.
An halfie man.
The first time I ever met, that was how I met
with
him. I went with the old
Burt Pye.
I met him. He was in the English mule stand and I was in the Scottish
mule stand
at Belt Wales.
Aye.
I took the sheep to Belt Wales.
And he took you find out where you were.
Yes. And so him and me has been best pals.
Aye.
Like you bloody...
Aye, a lot of abuse, aye.
Abuse,
he's still at it,
we
aye.
We best of pals yet.
Aye.
And that's where we first
a good
met.
Man, aye. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Aye.
And then, before that, I took the sheep to the Royal Cornwall.
Aye.
With the first year for the Scotch mules.
Aye.
The jock pick up with a wee Larry. And I felt it over all the stones and the
sheep.
And the sheep, so we thought we would travel through the night. So I left along saying at 11 o'clock at night. And we got to Wadebridge at Cornwall at 1 o'clock the following day. Bang, Chris was along there. We took turn about at drive.
Aye.
And although Jock liked to drive me at the time.
Aye.
But we didn't really have much of a map again.
No.
And we thought, well, we would buy Birmingham. And then there's signs we're getting to London, but we're getting every time we were nearer London, there's something wrong here.
No.
So we looked for a map then and we got back up to Birmingham. It was as far from Birmingham down to Cornwall as it was from Birmingham to here.
It's a long run.
When we were doing the M5.
Aye.
In fact, my dad's been the E5 in days.
Did he get much interest?
No, a lot of interest, but they're plenty of sheep down here.
The
whole thing started, there was an auctioneer who used to work at Thornhill, and he went away down to work with a company down here, and he'd stay up some of the Thornhill men, you'd like to bring your sheep down here if you'd sell
them.
I don't know if we ever got them.
No. No.
It was the same when he went to North Wales and Wales.
He'd be struggle, aye.
And there was a Welshman telling me, you lad, you ain't much chance. He says that there's a bigger population of sheep within a 7 mile radius of this show field. He says, is the heaven Scotland?
So
hadn't they got a kind of certified policy that they would use a Suffolk this year and then they would never put a border on? And then they maybe put a Dex on somebody else.
Aye, the knee set pattern.
They didn't bring the use for the hills.
No.
Set pattern. And that's the way they worked again.
And did he go into Malvern at all?
No, I never been to Malvern,
no.
And I went to the Royal, just about the last year before the Royal.
Aye.
Went here.
And
God, there was any interest, but.
Aye. The Borders was always a stronghold for the Scotch mules.
Oh, aye.
Going over there. It was always traditionally took the most of them.
Aye. Exactly.
Aye.
Maybe again, the border men used to come in through here and buy parts of everything.
Aye. That's right.
You'll get your most year alarms at the end of time would finish up on the border.
They all went over there. They were getting about 75% of them
aye.
At the end of time. No, just the money new.
Aye.
There's more into the other. A lot of Suffolk's cross shows over there that way new.
Aye. One of my main men used to be that.
Aye.
The Jim Fulton Fee.
Oh, aye. I ken the name.
You'll ken the man too.
Mm-hmm.
Corsby.
Aye.
He used to buy me ewe lambs every year, and then he got a new herd, Bill Headley. And Bill had been worked with Suffolk Cross mules at other places. It wasn't long till they started. He still maybe by Yin Ben, but he kept his own. One of the main men I had years ago was Tom Reed. He was doing it at Warwick, but he had been farming about Lockerbie at Yin time. He come up. And he either bought woolly sheds or beaters. But one of the best things ever had was. Was a green heated Selkirk. He went bankrupt. But he bought him year after year. And Robert Nelson, when he was buying at Creole Hall at Jedburgh, he was a good customer.
And you mentioned there's a man who really should talk about, he frequented Bamaclan quite a bit, late Wally Shedden. On his stories of Wally Shedden, a hell of a man for his wit.
But he was a very able man.
He was.
He was a clever man with stock. And he's some great seeds.
And never suffered fools gladly.
No at all. And then he can used to be up in the morning at 4 o'clock. What are you saying, Liz? We're still talking. He's switching the light on. We're still here. We're not half started.
We're on to Wally Shedden now.
I'm just saying, I made a statement to you the other morning of you story about Wally Shedden. That there was this, a family wasn't much good. And Wally would say, friend, if I was needing a pup, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't like to get into that.
Aye, my friend, he was always my friend.
I wouldn't like to get into that kink in the line of breeding. I wouldn't go there for a pup.
And you mentioned your neighbour, Nat Peterson. Another great worthy in Bamaclan.
Well, I'll tell you a wee bit him, dear. At yin time, afore he come to Bartaga, him and the father and mother were at the barn of water.
I heard something about that. It'll be up and planted now.
Yes, and there was a wee holding, and it was on the Dee.
That's right.
And they had a boat, and they rode the boat down to Mosdale.
I thought it had been too rough, but obviously no.
They rode the boat down there, and he would buy Ayrshire bull calves of Jack Portis at Yurok. So he rode his boat right down to the Yurok in the Dee, and he went up Yurok and put the calf in a bag and put it in at the boat and rode the boat back
up to Burn.
But like your young's in Canada, he came there. You better cut a bit out of this.
No, he was
that was not
a great man again, of course.
Bring his mother across in the boat.
He came to Bartaga.
Bartaga, to me.
Was Bartaga first before?
We hadn't got round to all this yet.
No.
They were in Bartaget, but Shipley wanted Bartaget in his own hand. And Clark, there was an all famous Clark's one by Murray, tenant. They was on to win the state. And the Clark's were going to retire, so Shipley had the idea of getting out of Bartaget into by Murray. And then they were getting their own hand. But before that, when we come to Youngstown, the two fields that Jock Peacock has round the corner, they had any two big fields. They were in Youngstown. There was a bit there in Youngstown Croft, they called it.
A house?
With the two fields, three fields.
Aye.
But Galrinus wasn't very big. And when you alighted, Shipley wanted to put them on to Galrinus. So he promised Feather he would get the bottom men by Murray, what they called the wee Craig, in lieu of the Yins at Thingby. But when Nat was asked to get him out of Bartaget, he wanted the fields. So the only way they could get him out of Bartaget was to give him the fields of Promise Feather.
So that's how he never got
there. That's how the...
Because it lies right in there.
Right to the Stacker. So that's how that come about.
It
just the end promised.
Aye, aye. as we were at that time.
Well, as I say...
Of course, Wilson's been Wilson's in there a long time.
They come from Coldoch. It's been a bit planted up in Burgundy. If you look them up, you'll find a Coldoch. And among the trees. Between Burgundy and Diamond's Lager. Place up in the... That's where Wilson's come from the course to there.
Aye.
Or three generations.
Aye.
But Bob was the main man. But he had emigrated to Australia, and when the First World War, he signed up to fight, but for Australia.
With the Australians.
So when the war was by, he come back home.
Oh.
So that's how he come back.
Right, aye.
It was him and his sister, Jess, and she took his family, and then his brother was in the Coast Cottage, he was a blueman. And he took your family. Are you kind of, he meant Jimmy Kirk that was in the school.
Mind the name, aye, he was captain of school for a while. Harry Kirk as well.
Aye, Harry, well, their grandfather was a Wilson out of Coast Cottage. And when I tell you, they knew about the boy being killed in the village of Bamaclan.
Aye, at the street time.
Yes, well, he was a grandson to him, but his father was Sonny Gordon.
Sonny Gordon.
And then Sonny Gordon, he worked. Where did Sonny work? He left him by McLaren to say, no, I was
Sonny Gordon. Aye.
I mean, he was an awfully strong man. And they were a threshing mill at the wee Harlan, and the buddy was in Walker Hill and walking in the wee Alice Chambers tractors. And the leg thing. And I mean, can I was at school, because we were there, we were looking over the deck. And Gordon says, I could lift that tractor, and he lifted the front of the tractor and carried it around this wee Alice Chambers tractor. But he was the father of that boy that was killed.
Sorry, aye.
And he was married to a Wilson at a Coast Cottage.
Aye.
And she was, his mother was a, it was Mary Wilson. And she'd Tom, me and Tom Wilson, the other Larry's, a girl, you know, that's the same. That's the same Wilson.
Aye.
He would be born before she married Sonny Gordon.
Aye.
Although I think Sonny was maybe his father.
He's
all much of a skin.
You're fine, I look at smoke or all.
I'm not fine at all.
There's nothing to worry about.
You're a scrubbist.
No. It's great history of the area, that's which is what it
oh,
wants.
Aye,
so.
Aye. Yes.
Aye.
And that's how they come about, that's where the Wilsons of the course.
Aye.
How they come about.
Aye.
He was Jack, what, Bob, he was, I say, he came back from Australia after the war, and he was a farmer.
Aye. I commend that name.
Yes, Bob Wilson. And then Jack, he was the brother, but he didn't talk to David, he was just a blue man.
Aye. Aye.
He was a blue man.
Aye.
And he said, two doctors, and he and Mary Kirk, Jimmy Kirk, who were at the school for years.
Aye.
And the other, Mary, Sonny Gordon.
Aye. And Terwattlety. Robin, they were at a grand bit there with the stories and the hoose never had leaving under the same roof as the stock and the they had a well just to come in the well doing to come in all well little.
Yes.
He had a path worn through some of what's hardly new.
Aye.
Down to the home. Uh-huh. And he worked at the home, he must have worked at the home or done something down there, gardening or.
You see, that's the idea about the two horses and the care. The scaffy, he getting them.
Aye, he get the rubbish.
The rubbish.
And did the council, was it, council would pay him for
I
that?
I don't know who the council or the village, it wouldn't be the council at the time. But he had a pair of horse, he kind of followed each other, kind of 2 years.
Aye.
And he would, Agnes was Wales, maybe we are, but he would be, I'm not sure if he went with the first Kiert, the student, the first Kiert, the second Kiert, but that 3 Kierts went and they picked up the dustbins in Bamaclan and the Galway took them a wee up. And he would break dogs for folk.
Right, I didn't hear that.
And a horse, but he can, I don't know how he made a living.
No, the size of the bit.
The size of the bit, he can.
Aye.
He had work in their places.
I don't know.
But he certainly had their horses and travelled along for it.
Aye. And he, as I say, he did work at the home, did something down there.
Because I'll tell you about Tommy Murray. We came knocking the
with the milk.
With the milk.
For the, aye.
And we got round to Blair Plain. Did you ken Billy Blythe?
Aye.
Well, his father was a very clever man.
Right.
With Haynes.
With Haynes? Aye, well, aye. He's Billy would tuck that on later life. But
aye, but his father was a wee and a heed of him.
Aye.
His father was a dental engineer. He'd come from Dundee.
Aye.
And he come there and he started in the Haynes job.
Uh-huh.
But he was in the first thing to record how many eggs each hen laid.
Aye.
He trap nested them. You heard tell of trap nesting?
No.
What he did was, he built the hooses. He was a clever man.
Uh-huh.
He built great big hooses and he fenced them off into paddocks.
Aye.
And he made each hoose, you see.
Right. Uh-huh.
And a big long nest box to the outside. And he would run three tip, but he had a flap in the inside so the hen could get in and lay.
Aye.
And then he come around and he picked up the egg and he seen what number they put.
Aye, a ring.
A ring on the hen's neck.
Uh-huh.
And then he kept a record of every hen which she laid.
Uh-huh.
In the whole year.
Uh-huh.
And again, it was pedigree breeding.
Aye.
And record.
Aye.
And he'd be in the first ones to do that.
There'd be your traditional breeds of hens, of course, your number you wouldn't be thought of at that time.
No, there was no hybrids, no.
No.
That's uh-huh. where the hybrids come from.
Aye, of course.
Crossing them.
Aye.
And it was like Sussex and Leghorns.
Uh-huh.
They was the breed at the time.
Aye.
And he had a big brooder. He kind of hatched the eggs, do you see?
Aye. Uh-huh.
He kind of kept the record and he hatched the eggs.
Bred them. And
he'd customers all over Britain. Aye. Because he'd done records.
Aye.
And
aye.
He said, I was in the brooder house, I used to go there quite often, in the brooder house, and it'd be a room twice the size of this,
uh-huh.
with a big brooder in the middle of it. And every wall was covered in price tickets.
Aye.
What they did, he would take the hens to the station at Dumfries and put them in the train,
uh-huh.
and they went to London or Birmingham and there'd be shows. And the men would tuck them off, doing
oh, just on his behalf.
On his behalf and send them back up.
That right? Aye. Right? Gee whiz.
And every wall was covered in prize tickets.
Aye. Uh-huh.
You could talk about it.
A wee bit, just as he feels there, yes. Aye.
But uh-huh. he did all divide it up into, kind of, well, there's maybe five fields, but each field was maybe three. And great big hens.
Aye, aye. Uh-huh.
And that's, and he, and
a lot of work.
And I tell you, Ken, he had no time to walk, he run.
Aye.
And he could pay, he'd two buckets on each arm full of cake, meal,
feed them.
And he run.
Uh-huh.
And he run with the eggs.
Aye.
But he could be a man who talk all day or no talk at all.
Uh-huh.
Ken, he was a wee bit like Billy.
Depend the fettle.
Just depend the fettle.
Aye, aye. Uh-huh.
But by God, Ken, he was one of the first men to record.
That'd be unheard of. In that day.
So you see, and he deal chickens
mm-hmm.
to all over the country.
Aye.
Because he had their records
aye.
How many eggs each hen had laid.
Aye.
Uh-huh. And he would tuck the wee chickens. I mean, when I was wee, he used to come and get me whales. If we were going somewhere at night to deliver wee chickens.
Uh-huh.
And he would go in and deliver their wee chickens.
Aye. How did them sort it then and all? Males with females?
Oh, he'd have them sexed.
Aye.
I don't know how he did it again, but,
uh-huh.
but he'd have them sexed.
Aye.
And that's what
uh-huh.
he did.
Aye. Uh-huh.
But then, yeah, he died with cancer, feeling ill.
Uh-huh.
And Billy took over. But the hen job was, it was a way into the big breeders.
Aye.
And the hybrid men. And
uh-huh.
They were uh-huh. way past him.
Aye.
But
aye.
They would get the strains.
Uh-huh.
Feel like
that's what he'd start them off.
It, that was what they called trap nesting. They were trapped in the nest where they lay.
Aye.
And they couldn't get back.
And then he recorded them when they were there.
He recorded them.
Aye. Great in its time.
Oh, aye. Aye. He was a great man.
Aye.
And he was a dentist before that.
Uh huh. Aye.
And then we were further down to Barn Hillis at TLT. Alex Smith was in.
Aye.
And he was a smith for the doors. Customers.
Uh-huh. Aye.
He was the youngest gin, he got a fair one here. But uh-huh. the wee joke about him was, Gavin Donald was in the hill at the time, and they were looking down at each other, and we came with the best of all.
Oh,
but it was what you had to be first, with the other thing.
As it does happen in Fairbairn.
It does happen.
Oh,
and see, in the days when he sowed the corn, he set the 100-wick bags out in a line across the field because he sat in my sheet.
Aye, where he was, he'd been ready for the next bar.
He felt your sheet and he's.
Aye.
Uh-huh. So, anyway, what Alex Smith did, he kept me, Garvin was watching, and he felt that some bags flew astray and a stain in the bottom. So he'd sit on the end and
he put them out the field.
Garvin was outside the court the next day.
Aye, whether it was ready for the job or not, he was.
Well, the ground was drying up.
He wasn't want to be held back.
He was a character. And then we could do to Thornley. And it was Susie Gilchrist. She was a sister of James Gilchrist that was Fairman Youngson before we went in.
Right. Uh-huh.
And he went down to stay with her and he would kill the gull of the ball. On Thornley Hill. After he's doomed.
Oh, strange.
To retire.
Aye.
And she retired out of Thornley and she went into Smitty, who's next to your mother.
Aye.
But he'll not be mine. I'm too far back. Because that was Susie Gilchrist.
Aye.
And she used to leave her sale and she had a cattleman. He came over. You walk it over for Clyda. Okay, what I mean?
Should they? Clyda.
Down in the main road at in a St. Mavis Grove, you know.
A tract on the right hand side.
Yes, aye. He walk it for there every day to look at Sonny. And he was a cattleman.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And she was a year off, Susie, and the threshing mill day, there was none of the men waiting for the dinner. They had a beast to feed her, there's a cow garden or something.
It was,
because the cats sat in the rayburn, and she kicked the cats out to put the scones, to bake the scones in the rayburn. So nobody, and I think there was years her false teeth fell in the soup and she cooked.
It's a good job she's seen and noticed, and it'd be worse if somebody had choked on them.
So that was Thornley Hill.
That was Thornley.
And then when she came out, Robert Leckie.
You know, I can mind that man.
His mother was, she kept Hoosty Wally Watson at Viewfield.
Oh, I mind the name, I didn't hear the man.
The Leckie would be Fairman doing at Shaheed.
Uh-huh.
And the feather would die when they were just young.
And
Mrs. Leckie come to keep house to Wally Watson, he was a bachelor in Viewfield. He was a Watson, he kind of cost Lugos kind.
Aye, aye.
And she kept house to him.
Uh-huh.
And she actually thought she was going to get married to him.
Uh-huh.
But here, he took up with a Miss Smith because Lugos had married her.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, Wally Watson would maybe help, but the both Thornley and the name made that, became a big long building, made down to a dairy buyer, a double dairy buyer.
Aye.
And that's where the Leckies come.
Ah, I commend that man. We worked high off of me in here.
Aye.
And while I was throwing the bales onto the trailer,
aye,
the dog started digging a blow where I'd been lifted bale.
Aye.
And he put out the biggest rat I've ever seen in my life.
Aye.
It took him, he struggled to get it killed him.
Aye, aye, aye.
And he was a good rat dog.
Aye.
That was its fame to me. Thornley was the biggest rats I'd ever.
Aye, well, that's where they were.
Aye, uh-huh.
And then, as I say, Robert Leckie bought it.
Aye.
And then he got the half of Iron McConney.
Uh-huh.
Before that, it was Sam Shaw and Wally Shaw.
Aye.
Well, they either was in Iron McConney, but he died in the bank. Wouldn't they lend him the money to carry on?
Oh, uh-huh.
So they had to come out, and Miss Varell bought it. She had Gateside.
Gateside in Bully Village?
Gateside in Bully Village.
Right, uh-huh.
Miss Varell had it, and she had a fellow worked here, and he travelled back and forth it, and worked at Iron McConney.
Aye, uh-huh.
And then I don't know what happened, but she sold it. And John Smith was in the Killahey and he bought the top side. And Wally Thompson was in the Shermers and he bought the bottom side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And then when John Smith left the Killahey to go back to the Tours, there, Robert Leckie for Thornley bought the top side of Iron McConney and into Thornley.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you a wee story about the the skill iron mechanic in the,
that's right.
The, that was the skill.
Aye, I've heard
it,
that.
It was closed before I was got the skill. But we used to have to come down here to the Sunday school.
For Youngson?
Aye, we'd to walk down.
Aye.
And there could have been 30 weans who'd turn up here on a Sunday afternoon for Sunday school.
In this school?
It was an old school.
Aye.
A fellow by the name of Davy had it. He was a sculptor, a potter. And he had this old school. And he lived in the house, but he used the school as a workshop. And he was made pots. But some of the boys were thumbs round their pots
before they
hardened.
And of course he'd fin this when they were hardened and you'd be in trouble. Aye, just typical boys.
I don't know when it would be stopped being a school again, but it was a Sunday school we had to go into. And it was Peebles, the minister for Bannockburn. He'd come
Peebles.
He'd leave in the months. He'd come every Sunday.
And the Bristows would be down there for a while.
Yes, the Bristows.
They were the original ones that helped set up the hall, too.
Yes.
Building the hall.
They gave the money to build the Craig.
Craig room. They're named as doing for the hall, too.
Oh, I see, aye.
Aye. Would that be mother or...
You see, the Bristows were... The Bristows and the Stretfields. The Stretfields were in Berlay.
So that's where they were. I was wondering where that family...
Oh, right. The Stretfields were in Berlay and the King of Mary back before it. But the Bristows, I don't know how he made his money.
No.
But before that, we'll go further back. Have you read that book, Kennedy for the Orland Road?
No.
It was just out maybe 2 years ago. Very, very interesting.
I never heard it. I kenned the man.
Aye.
We bought a limousine bull off him many years ago.
Yes, well, he wrote a book on his history. And he was a Kennedy for McNarlan.
Oh.
But there was a time when Bradford started with the woolen mills and things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Kennys would go down there and he would build a woolen mill or a linen or whatever he did, and made a lot of money. And a lot of young fellas, young joiners and tradesmen round about went way down and all. And they worked down there and they all made a fortune. And it was a Crothers come back and built the Craig. If you get in the kirk at Bannockburn, on the wall, there's two Crothers's plaques up in the kirk wall, and there's a Crothers
for inside?
Yes, inside. A Crothers for the Craig and a Crothers for Barnshaw. So that's where they come. And some of them come back up, the Kennedys, and they built Nocknarla. It was just was a wee hill fair, but they built the great big fancy house. And some of them, there was any of them built Parton House. But you and them built the Borland apartment to be a hotel to stop off place. The railway was got to go from there to here.
Of course, aye.
And
aye.
That was got to be the hotel.
The change.
It's change. But it never happened.
It stayed a single line and then it was closed, of course.
Yes, they never went to here.
I never
knew that. There might be a branch.
Aye.
And got to here.
Right.
So but that big firm house.
So that's why it was such a prominent house.
Yes, it was built to be.
They were thinking it was going to be a hotel.
And it was some of the Lurians that made their money.
In Bradford.
In Bradford, in the Woolen Mills. Did you get? I'll have that book. I'll get
something. You've got a copy.
Okay, mine. He was quite a character when he bought the ball.
Aye.
And I can't remember what the name was, but it wasn't a name you gave to a ball.
Kennedy. But again, it wee bit kind of reputation after a while of the book again.
Aye.
But he came.
He'd been an entrepreneur then. Yes. The family was entrepreneurs.
And a lot of them, there was joiners and things, young fellows from the Galloway.
He'd set them up.
Set them up, they went way down and set them up, and they built big woolen mills. And that's all where a lot of the money come.
Aye.
So that's how the Craig got built.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And the Craig and Burnshaw. And it was Bristow's. Lynn Bristow was the last year. And you mind a G. Bristow?
Aye.
Aye, well, she was the doctor. But Lindbridge, I think they're in short of money, but he finished up his, he took a room in the Cairn Brig and he left the Cairn Brig the last 2 or 3 years.
So they, so she worked, gee, she worked at Bletchley Park.
Aye,
and we never, I never knew that until she was dead, according to woman.
Aye.
She used to go for a
neat. Aye, I think that she can made it, she was in the, was the WAF, or the, what do you call it, the Royal Navy.
Uh-huh.
But she says, oh, I'll have to go and see about my naval.
She used to go up to Glasgow, didn't
she? Aye, but she was in London at the end of
mm-hmm.
time.
Oh, right.
She was in Bletchley Park. Yeah. And well, that was it. But she, and then, like, they bought the old firm house at Iron McCartney. That's how she was in the firm house at Iron McCartney.
Right, uh-huh.
When the Shots came out.
Aye, uh-huh.
But the Craig, it was, I say, Bristow's, and there was a Bristow, now, am I right here? No, I am. The Bristow Mayor is Stretfield for Berlin.
Oh, right, uh-huh.
And the Stretfields, they made their money with mining about Newcastle.
Oh.
Now, you get down that road, they had Castlevay and Brighouse and Barnhill.
Oh, they had all them?
All them. And you look at the gateposts, there are pipes that come out of a mine. And they've got a cap on them. And they're still there yet.
Right.
They're wee gateposts. They're cast iron gateposts.
They brought them back up to pit in their property.
In property, aye. And that kind of round about Berlin.
Aye, they put their marker down.
Yes, in Castlevay. In Castlevay, they had a gamekeeper. The gamekeeper's cottage is still there in Castlevay. They got Castlevay cottage, but it was a gamekeeper.
Uh-huh.
Aye, it would be. And you and Mrs. Cochran was a school teacher and you were there.
Can't you mind her? No. Mrs. Thompson.
Aye,
Mrs. Dixon.
Mrs. Cochran.
John, Mr. Ferguson was the first in, regular.
I used to get every DT.
Aye. Who did you get it for?
They built it the whole class. And Delroy made there's wee curry. If somebody made a noise and named the old dump.
Well, he's in the hill load.
We just built the whole letters like.
Yeah. I used to get it for taking the shortcut.
Aye.
For the park and the village to the school. And wee Ferguson was watching. He said, can you get in before the bell stopped ringing?
He'd be
ringing it, of course. Aye. He'd see you and stop ringing. You can't, you have trouble then.
But we did that all the time.
We
jump at night, and there's a hole halfway down the hedge through into the park.
Aye.
And we did that every day. Really.
Aye, that hole must have been shifted when I went to school.
Yes, there's a right hole in the hedge.
Aye, aye.
Right, to get back.
Aye, where
are you going to make, sorry?
Oh, I'll make the tea.
You make a cup of coffee, would you like coffee?
Please, aye. And we'll stop this anew.
Yeah, right.
Aye, but I have to make sure it's...
Oops, sorry.